In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Tuesday, the 5th of December. Good as always to have you along, everybody. We're going to start with a bit more on taxes today, the corporate side of the equation. We did individuals yesterday. We're going to look at some of the differences House and Senate negotiators are going to have to bridge as they work this through. First, though, a global economy perspective. One of the arguments that Republicans are making for their tax plan, the argument really, is that cutting corporate taxes is going to make the American economy more competitive, that this will be a more attractive place for big multinationals to invest. We had Marketplace's Kimberly Adams look into that.
The basic argument goes something like this. Right now, the U.S. has the highest corporate tax rate among developed countries, although most companies don't pay that full rate. Under the Republican plan, says Jonathan Traub of the tax policy group at Deloitte,
it lowers our corporate tax rate to 20%. It creates a territorial tax regime, both of which should make the U.S. a more competitive place to invest and grow.
Shifting to a territorial system puts the U.S. in line with other countries. Companies pay taxes on profits based on where they earn them instead of in their country of origin. And the lower rate could lure more investment here as part of other considerations.
In the short term, it could mean that more companies bring back money they have parked abroad in low tax jurisdictions. It could mean that companies have more money to spend.
Virginia Hoffler researches transnational corporations at the University of Maryland, College Park.
It could also mean that companies pay out big dividends to their shareholders instead of investing in new technology and upgrading their workforce skills.
And if that happens, she says, the U.S. looks a lot less attractive as a place to invest. Taxes are part of a larger picture of what companies consider. William Lee is with the Milken Institute, which ranks countries based on a variety of factors tied to competitiveness.
The key to having a good position and good investment opportunities in the United States is, number one, lowering the tax rate, but number two, the right regulatory environment.
Regulations, education, infrastructure all factor into how competitive a country looks in the global marketplace. And what's important often depends on what the industry is and how badly they want to be here. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.